Okay, today is Tuesday, May 15, 2018. This is Debbie Moran, and this is the New Moon Session. And as we were just talking earlier, I think the session already began quite a while ago, actually. But does anybody, anybody here want to state your intentions? Do you have any intentions, or you just want to see what comes up?
Go ahead.
Anybody?
Oh, okay. Well, as we were talking about, I feel in a place of chaos, which is good because it's great for creation. But I would like to move through it with greater allowing and greater ease. And during this time of the new moon, I would like to set the intention to allow new ideas and new direction and new creations to start to evolve, or just to have the idea of them. So I'm not comfortable in the place that I am right now, and I'm growing a lot and feeling a lot. But I'd like to grow and feel in a way that feels better.
So
I can certainly relate to that.
Yeah, I'm wondering as we're talking, because you said a few things that just kind of were highlighted, and new creations and discomfort, I think they go together. Because we're usually comfortable with what we're familiar with. I think I'm going to intend for myself, and you guys, if you're ready and willing, and you're agreeable, that to have greater ease in the uncomfortable process of shedding the old and allowing something new.
Yes.
I like it.
Because it feels
greater
like
ease in transition, because transition can be rough.
Yes.
And it's like, and it is uncomfortable, and it has been uncomfortable. But having greater ease is a great intention to set. The other intention I had was something that came up in our session the other day, which was not only digging deep, but learning how to clear out the old and to let just to, because digging deep you can pile up quite a bunch of stuff in that process. And right now I really brought into my meditation practice today to clearing energy and letting in, kind of cutting ritual with the past, like letting go and cutting, like disconnecting. But having greater ease is definitely something I can wish for in the transitional process.
So, dare I say it, greater ease in the discomfort, because that discomfort we feel is that lack of familiarity, that lack of understanding, or that lack of knowing, and that lack of that sense of a lack of I'm lacking something. Oh, this is just showing up here. It's like I'm lacking something because I don't know it. Yeah. And if I don't know it, then that makes me uncomfortable. And yet, yes, there you go. And yet, that whole biblical verse, be like little children, really means that. Like, come from the space of awe, the space of, okay, what is this thing I'm holding up in front of my face? As a child, you see your hand for the first time, and it's like, oh, what is that? And, whoa, it's somehow attached to me. So, but you're not afraid of it. You're just like, what is this? Mm-hmm. So there's this sense of wonderment I want to bring to life. the sense of amazement at life and the willingness to let things go. Part of the reason I said this session began back, it's begun a long time ago, actually. I think that life is an ongoing session, actually, as I'm saying this. But just sitting and waiting at the airport, and it was like, somehow I just knew I was in this relaxed state and I knew everything was going to be just fine. And yet then I think what I felt was, I don't think I felt uneasy because I think I felt very relaxed. And then what I felt was all of these other people coming around waiting for the flight and it was delayed. And all of a sudden everybody was getting stressed out and complaining. And I think I picked that up. So for me, I'm thinking there is a sense of allowing myself to feel those other feelings and recognize what's mine. Again, it goes back to that phrase of what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. My energy back to me, your energy back to you. And the disentangling, because we are all entangled energetically in the world, and this disentangling of the cords allows more presence, allows more, less confusion and more play and more creativity.
Yes.
So
that
sounds way more fun.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So, and some other people have joined in. Anybody want to say hi or state your intentions?
Hi, it's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey, just to be, I guess, more present so I can have better discernment and wisdom about stuff. So anyway, that for the moment. But everything else has sounded great. So.
Okay. Great.
I relate to that one, too. Having better discernment.
Yeah.
Preemptive discernment.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
And so I feel like anybody else? No one's sitting here listening with me, except I'm on my headphones. So he had said earlier, a new era, meaning allowing a new era. Do you want to say anything else? Nope. That's it, allowing a new era. So I feel like we're all kind of on the same page. It's like this is what I'm seeing. Like everybody is in this space of not knowing, in this space of total transition, which we are in the world, actually. And in this space of total transition, there is kind of this sense of what the image that I'm seeing is, a lot of us are feeling like you've been set adrift in space. And it's kind of like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to land anywhere. And I don't know if I'm going to have enough oxygen to get anywhere. So there is this sense of isolation in terms of transition. So I'm feeling like we need to clear a lot of the energy, like almost like the membranes in space, the membranes in our own bodies and our own beings, to kind of clear them and open them up so that there can be greater ease, greater transition, greater discernment, because the membranes become pliable and permeable, and they allow they allow what needs to come in to come in, and they are able to sort out what is waste and needs to be let go of. And so I feel like we're working on that kind of dynamic. And somebody else just joined. If they want to say hi and state an intention, you're welcome to.
Hi, it's Carmen.
Carmen, hi.
Hi. I really would like to be in my personal power.
Claim your personal power is what you said?
Oh, I don't think this is a very good connection. B.
No,
free.
It's not. That's interesting.
Okay.
Huh?
Be free.
Be free.
In my personal power. That makes sense.
Ah, be free in your personal power. Okay.
Like.
What
yeah,
was the intention from the dance the other day? Passion of purpose?
Passion of purpose, yes.
I think that's something that I want. Yeah, I think that's something that falls in, that rings a bell with me is getting in touch with that passion of purpose. Because sometimes I often ask myself, what do I want? And I come up with a blank, you know.
Ah. I say because this before you got on the call, that's what Angela and I were just talking about. So thank you for bringing that up because it's exactly what we were talking about. This place of the discomfort, I think, thank you because you brought it full circle. The discomfort that I think we're all feeling is not even necessarily the not knowing, but the not feeling that passion, that clarity of purpose.
Mm.
And so I feel like we're in this, almost like in this membrane of, and this membrane kind of needs to be pulled away. And I don't know why I keep going to a membrane, but that's what keeps showing up. So we're going to a membrane, and we're kind of clearing this membrane because it feels like, and maybe it's a part of the brain. It is a part of the brain, but it's a part of the gut brain, and it's in the gut brain is what it's showing me in the physical biology, and we're working at the gut brain level to kind of clear that membrane so that it's you know, it's like when I look at it and I look at our collective membrane there, it's like there are pockets of congestion, pockets of old crap literally just being stuck there, and there are hardened zones that are rigidified and aren't able to receive what it is they need. And then there are other pockets that are just kind of loose and flimsy and let everything flail out. So we need to do a repair of that membrane in our individual bodies and in the body of our collective bodies, in our group body, as well as in the energy matrix, to allow that information to filter down. I say filter down. The image is filtering down from space, filtering down from creative on high, and down into the body to a level where it can be fully integrated and fully received and fully processed and fully processed, fully let go of what needs to be let go of, fully receive what needs to be received, fully able to do this process. And that needs to be linked to our hearts. Our hearts, when I look at the collective hearts, when I look at all of our hearts, it's like some hearts look like they've turned away. Like they've turned their back. In other words, they're looking away from, we're looking backwards and not able to move forward. There is a sense of feeling so drawn to the past or so afraid of letting go of the past or afraid of seeing the future that it's like a torsion in the field, and we need to bring it around so that it comes to a space where it is able to fully breathe and pump and beat and tap into the rhythm of the heart. And it's so funny, what showed up when we were doing that was that little movie about penguins, Happy Feet. It's like finding the song of our own hearts. And knowing it might have a resemblance to another's, but it is our own unique song, our own unique rhythm. And allowing that unique rhythm and trusting that it's going to harmonize with the world around you in such a way that it opens up vision clarity and strength of purpose. I know we said passion of purpose, but what I see is strength of purpose, because it almost feels like there's this sense of wanting to, but not quite being able, not willing to, but not quite being able. So bringing the strength of resiliency and the strength of passion, but bringing clarity with it and tapping into each person's unique ability and brilliant, beautiful presence in such a way that it just lights up the world around you, so that the information becomes clear and the path opens up. It's like I see this path unfurling. And like gardens, wildflowers along the way. Some have like wildflowers, some look like disco steps. So it's really it's really unique, but it's really setting things in motion to be willing to step out of transition, much like you said, Kiko, about, you know, the diving deep. It's like we've all been diving deep. It's time now to come up for air and actually get on the path. And the problem is so many of us have been diving deep for so long that it's like there's a dizziness or a confusion of there's a path. And it's for
me. I feel like some part of this process of diving deep is like there's a muscle that keep you, they're strengthening. Like we keep, like we keep coming back to it. And it's like, when do we then put it to you? You know, like it's like
exactly.
Keeps, like
when do you put it to use?
Right. So it's like this. It's like, okay, now, yeah.
So what I'm seeing is beautiful with all of that, because what I'm seeing is this whole conversation about being in discomfort with the transitions is I feel like we have become so comfortable with the process of diving deep and being in process that we don't know how to be in life.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. No. As if I ever did.
Exactly. But see, that's the thing, because we didn't, because our, you know, it's like we've been talking, history needs to change, and it can only change one person at a time. And there's a tipping point where we're coming close to, if enough of us change our own individual history, in other words, let go of that in the way that we are willing to stumble on our path a little bit and scrape our knees a little bit and not worry so much about not being able to get up, but coming out of the deep dive without the bends. It's just coming up into trusting that the passion will show up when we do, and the passion is waiting for us to show up. So it's like we're asking, what is our passion and what is our purpose? And our passion and purpose is saying, I'm here. When are you going to show up? And I'll let you know. But we have to be willing to be able to make those mistakes, or those perceptual mistakes, which are really like just the stumbles where we get back up and we recognize, oh, okay, I just tripped over an old pattern. It's like a stone in the pathway. But I can put that away now. So, some new people have come on. Can you
hi,
hear?
It's Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
I love what you just said, because I had a fall, and it's a perfect example of what you were just talking about what you just said about falling and how it may be some old pattern of falling that we've done again and again and again, but how we approach it can be new, it can be fresh, you know, it can be different.
Yes.
And to overcome that pattern. I had stepped onto a deck, you know, a wooden deck behind a friend's house. I hadn't been to this place before, so I was very delicately, you know, working my way around, walking around and stuff, watching my steps. But nonetheless, my leg went through a rotten board, and it went straight down through the deck, and I ended up falling backwards and landing in kind of a precarious position. But the thing about it that was so amazing, and that we sat there and kind of watched and I witnessed coming up, was that the leg that was in there and stuck and injured was in the exact same place that I had done it like 35 years before. Scraped all down the front of the shin on the same leg and bruised in the same places and all that. And so we talked about how all that old pain from the previous injury came up, you know, the old samskaras that it stirred up. It was just amazing to watch it. Yet I could understand that and just be a witness to that and not let it affect me so much, you know, not go for that ride that it was trying to take me on, that ride of emotion. And I, you know, resisted that because I was aware that that's what was happening, that same old injury in that same old place, that same old fall.
Mm-hmm. So you tripped over an old pattern.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're always going to do that. But how are you going to respond to it? You know, we always come up against those situations over and over and over again until we learn to approach them differently, right?
Yes. Until we learn to approach them differently. And it doesn't mean that they ever go away. Our history doesn't go away. It's just our reactivity to it can. So, yeah. Thank you. I was wondering why the whole falling down showed up. So there you are.
I do it all the time. And I'm learning.
Yeah. And unlearning.
Yeah. Yeah, it became a lesson for everyone that was there that night. Actually, it was on the full moon, I guess, 2 weeks ago. Ah. And we were doing a little sweat lodge ceremony. And so people were starting to gather for all that stuff and all that. And it, you know, kind of ended up being a lesson, you know, an experience that I could share with everyone through that as an example of just exactly what you said. You know, we'll keep falling and repeating those old patterns and hurting ourselves over and over again until it's weird because we feel the pain from the previous experience in that new experience. But
yes,
it's just a memory.
It is a memory.
It's just this reverberations, but they come up over and over again until we can see them for what they are, just memories. And, geez, you know, what I did this time, it wasn't as bad as last time. And it wasn't last time. This is this time. It's a new experience. I'm handling it this way this time.
Exactly. And the seeing
Not
it
that.
For what it is an old pattern. And yet, learn like in deepening, this is the deepening still, though, deepening like what was that all about? And is there anything all about it except for that I just needed to build that muscle so that I could see this and I could choose differently next time?
Yeah.
Thank you. So did you have another intention?
Oh, my intention was to get here at 8 o'clock. I'm sorry I didn't get in here until.
It's okay. I laughed at that. Okay. So,
I looked down at my calendar. I was like, yeah.
Hi, babies. This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi. My intention is to be clear in focus and to really be clear about my offering and seeing so many distractions which are not, but where I want to do everything and it is getting lost and then I have nothing. And this space of nothingness, which is everything as well. I also really don't know my intention, and I just am in such a presence of life and what it brings to me. And it feels almost like a conflict to slip always back into this. Oh, but I have to be in form. I have to put my service into a form to explain it and all this. Yeah, to really merge this and not go back, like to go back into the old patterns. It's as if, yes, we want to deconstruct, but then we also want the security of, or I want the security of going back because it's scary to go where I haven't been yet.
Right.
So to the trap of the openness, to really open to new places without coming always back to the same because, oh, that's familiar. Oh, no, I'm too scared out there. Come back to the shore. No, I just want to keep going and explore these new areas.
Mm-hmm. I think I got all that, and I think I relate. It's really, what I heard was, You want clarity, and that part actually wasn't clear. You want clarity in what you're offering. And so I actually am getting clear on what you were saying. It's like there is this sense of you want to just be present in the world and offer what you have to share without a construct or without having to put it into a former construct. And I totally relate to you in that, because this is where I am. I'm in this space of defining who I am. What does that mean exactly? You know, it's less mm-hmm. about defining who I am and being who I am, and just allowing who I am to surprise me, and mm-hmm. just show up in such a way that that life just greets me, and this is where I am coming from right now. So I think that's what you were saying, and I correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, and I'm just coming out of a kind of a, not a coaching session, but a person we are just talking about exchanging, and he could not really grasp body talk, and it's just like he doesn't want body talk, and I keep defending body talk and how wonderful it is, but he more wants my services versus body talk. And then it's for me to see, okay, this is going beyond all the modalities that I so value and learn from every day. So this is a kind of a, feels almost like a struggle, because I'm in this modality and love and work with it. Yet, how can I even explain it? And then feeling all these people who doubt it when I speak about recursive formulas, and so that makes so much sense to me, right? Mm. And then also feeling my feeling of, oh, I can offer this. I've learned about nutrition and this and this, but what is it just really that is purely me?
There you go. And then, I think that's your intention. What is it that is just purely me?
Yeah,
that's what I feel.
The rest drops.
Exactly. Just.
And we can go on and on talking about something and really distracting things. You know, this is what I'm feeling right now. If we come into the session and we are now taking the session by stating our intentions late and swirling it and taking other people's time away or their, you know, not to be intrusive and take so much time away that it becomes boring and destructive of where you had just been in before we dropped in late.
Whatever you just said. That part I did not
get. Kind of a way of staying invisible to not disturb.
Ah, okay. So.
Because I came on late, I don't want to take the session where you've already been in. I don't know where you've just been in because we've come on late.
Ah, okay. So we can quit talking about that because that is actually part of the recursiveness of what's going on with this session tonight. It's like people have been coming on at different times, and we always keep coming back to the same kind of dynamic. And that's what I felt like. It's like we're all coming from this space of not being comfortable in the transitions and tripping up against old patterns and wondering, why am I here? What is my purpose? And where is my passion for my purpose, and how can I present it to the world? And so as I'm talking, it's like I see this all swirling as you talked, and it's like it's good. It's kind of swirling into this stew of collective consciousness, but actually our group consciousness, but it has some flavors of collective consciousness, and this whole dynamic of needing to be in the world, but not of the world. Be able to be in this collective consciousness in such a way where we can show up as we are designed to show up and meet the person we are showing up with as they are designed. So, in other words, meeting ourselves as we are and meeting the other as they are and allowing ourselves to step into our purpose in such a way where all of the other stuff just kind of whoosh, falls away, and then what is needed shows up, who is needed shows up, and trusting. Mm-hmm. There is a sense of we trust is like a big ingredient for some reason we're cooking, I guess because I didn't have dinner. A big ingredient in this session is trust. And our relationship and misunderstanding with fear. So we fear fear so much that we doubt trust. And so it's this convolution of energies and words that just keep distraction, just keep swirling, just keep... I just heard Ellen DeGeneres, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. And that's really it. It's just keep swimming, just keep being, just keep showing up. And learn to love yourself. I feel a huge gap in self-love. It feels to me like in our group, self-love is attached to the condition of self-understanding. And that just showed up. Because self-understanding, that's again, how can you understand who you haven't met yet? How can you understand what you haven't been yet? But can you trust enough of your connection to your source, whatever word you call it, whatever energy you connect with, can you trust your connection is strong and clear enough that you are showing up as who you are designed to be, and you will most probably understand retrospectively. Which is probably part of the reason I see us all hanging on to our past. That's a really big insight right now. It's like, ding, ding, ding. It's like we're hanging on to our past because we want to understand who we are in this greater scheme of life rather than just enjoying and loving who we are and trusting that we are showing up purposefully. There's our passion. What do we enjoy? What do we love? And love. I just saw love. It's like I just saw it like all these bursts. It looked like a mushroom and mold spores going everywhere. Boom, boom, boom. It's fascinating. Because there are so many connotations with love. And here's the thing I'm learning. Love includes all of those definitions. Love, like source, is all-inclusive. It doesn't exclude. It doesn't cut out. It differentiates and clarifies, but it doesn't cut out. It embraces. So I feel like we're going up now into the brain and into the third eye, the pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus connections, and the senses, especially, no, all of the senses. I started to say especially the sight of the sense of sight, but all of the senses. So it's really about integrating that connection between the sun and the moon, the cycles and rhythms, because the thalamus and the hypothalamus are your sun and your moon, and your pineal pituitary, the feminine and masculine. So it's integrating those polar opposites in such a way to reveal that they're not polar opposites at all. They are different representations of the same fields, the same energy, and bringing them into alignment to where sight, insight especially, no, outside, outer sight as well as inner sight becomes clear. Colors become more vibrant. Smells become more clear, and that's linking into, again, we're going into the brain functions because the sense of smell is so related to our sense of belonging, our sense of where do we belong, and it keeps us out of stinky situations if we actually pay attention to it. So I feel like at the heart and soul level too, and also at the all levels actually, heart and soul and gut, there is confusion over what acceptance means and love and what I just talked about it with love. Love is accepting of all. It is inclusive of all. And yet there is confusion about if I love everything, does that mean does embracing it mean I have to subject myself to it? And the answer is yes and no. You will be subjected to it, but it doesn't mean, acceptance does not mean immersing yourself in it. And acceptance means accepting it and then choosing what's best for your heart and soul. And trusting that that is the right choice. So then we're going to go into emotions of guilt and shame. Judgment, judgment, judgment. I just see judgment flaring. Judgment, judgment, judgment. So we're going in and just kind of cleansing that energy. And cleansing that energy doesn't mean do away with judgment. Judgment is actually another word for discernment, actually. It's just a matter of judging what's good for you and what's not good for you without basically villainizing someone else or something else, without making someone else or something else wrong. Just because you choose differently doesn't make them wrong, and you don't have to put them in that box or yourself in that box. It's about taking us all out of the box. I don't know if anybody else has anything else to say, because that really feels really good. So anybody else want to say something? Which, by the way, for those of you who haven't been on the call before, if you feel inclined to say something, if you feel called to interject something, it's part of the session, so please interject. Right now I'm just linking all of these concepts, cleansing all of these areas that we talked about, and setting things into motion so that all of these paths pop up for each person on the call and each person intended on the call.
This is Carmen. When I said my intention to be free in my personal power, I've written a, as well as to listen to what I'm passionate about. And the person after me was glad he clarified his intention, because it helped express mine better.
Yes. Yes. And thank you, Carmen. And here's another dynamic that's actually tapping into that for everybody. We are, you've all heard me say this before, we are an interdependent species. In our confusion, we have been made codependent. I don't know what noise I'm hearing, but and this codependency is a learned behavior. And it comes from the fear of survival, the fear of ostracism. But it's old primal programming that we can let go of now. The old primal program is being updated. So we can clarify our needs and allow ourselves to clarify our needs, rather than thinking, okay, I'm so self-fulfilled, I don't have any needs, or I'm too ashamed to have needs, or I'm too weak to have needs. Recognize we have needs. We clarify our needs. That way our boundaries get clearer, our interactions become more harmonious, because when our boundaries are, when our needs are being met and our boundaries are clear, nobody has to walk on eggshells. We become more present. I'm tapping that in.
And it seems that our discernment becomes more clear when we know, when we have that, our objectives in mind, when we know where we're going, when we know what our intentions are, then we don't have to worry as much or linger on making those decisions and choices along the way about things, you know, because it's easier if we don't know where we're going. Kind of hard to make a decision about where to step. But if we have a destination in mind, if we have an objective, an intention in mind, then those, the discernment, the choices are clear.
That can also be a blind spot. So what I'm seeing here is clarity for everyone in terms of what their needs are. And intentions are great. I'm asking everybody for intentions all the time. They're great, but you have to, but there needs to be a flexibility and a pliability and a willingness to recognize that that intention was a marker to step me in that direction, and yet now I'm going over here, and I think too often many of us have done that in a distracted way, and so there the discernment comes from the intuitive guidance listening. Listen, listen, listen. Are we listening to our guidance? Or are we so preoccupied with what we said what we asked for that we're muting that guidance? We're muting that wisdom. So it's a balance.
Yes. Another thing I wrote down was to move away from expectations because of that process of making a decision with your best interest for your needs are, and then what you're mentioning, let go.
Yeah, so it's really a dance. It's really so I have this need, I have this desire, and I'm going to set it out there, I'm going to ask for it, and then I'm going to follow the guidance that comes along that directs me, and I'm going to pay attention if I get directed elsewhere. And then I'm going to listen, did I get directed elsewhere because of old patterns? It's really intense listening. And trusting. That's why trust is like the biggest ingredient here. It's like trusting that I'm listening. And what I'm listening to is not an old pattern. What I'm listening to is something new. Something new in me. Something I can trust.
So letting go of expectations is huge. I worked through a problem of that in the last week. I had an interview today with someone to do some work, and it was set up about a week ago, and I had all kinds of intrepidation about it, and worries and concerns about if it was the right thing, and I don't think I'm really the right fit for what they're looking for, blah, 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 all this kind of self-doubt and stuff. But I let go of that expectation that it was going to be the outcome was going to be a certain way, even though they're factually speaking, it didn't look like it was going to probably work out so well. But I let go of it anyway and trusted that I was sent on this for a purpose, a reason, and or not, I don't know. But here it was, the offer was handed to me and suggested to me, and this connection was made. So I should honor that and just be open to whatever and not have this expectation going in. And it was delightful. Everything went fine. It was great. So
nice.
All kinds of doors opened up in a conversation that I wouldn't have expected or imagined if I had just had stuck with that preconception that I had going into it initially that it's probably just not going to work out.
And that's a lovely example of what we've been talking about all along in terms of, bumping up against old patterns. Sometimes even if there's not a total lack of clarity, but there's a trust that I received this guidance for a reason, and you're going to step through that landmine of all these doubts and questions and worries. But I think that's like building that inner muscle. that inner ability to walk through the doubts and trepidation, because you trusted that you were, this was a gift,
mm-hmm.
and you,
mm-hmm.
you were called to answer it.
Yes.
So it's really listening to that call. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Isn't somebody asleep?
So, you know, I feel like the session is complete. It just feels calm and just really in this place of gentleness and tenderness, where all of, yeah, thank you, where everybody's desires and everybody's sincerity has just kind of come together in this place to be revealed and tenderly addressed, tenderly let go of.
Rusty,
or
you said?
Hmm?
Someone.
What was that?
Someone else, I don't know.
Okay, we've got a side conversation going on. Okay. So does anybody else have anything further? Because I feel like I do feel like that just kind of like in this nice cradled, like almost I feel like a mama holding a baby.
Hmm. I have some vague impressions, but it's hard to articulate. I'm just kind of, I think the piece that I'm taking away is the listening, because this has been a repeating pattern. When I originally was, like, kept repeating the question, what do I want, and coming up blank, as I said at the beginning of the session, and the answer that finally started coming to me was balance. Mm. And once that's in place, it's like the other pieces will reveal themselves, so to speak. And so in this case, there's things that show up that mirror parts, things that I need to learn, or that mirror the thing that I'm working on in my world, you know, like when stuff comes up, and then it's like, then it takes weeks or months to integrate whatever it is, the new thing that comes up that I get, you know, but the key word in that process is listening. And then it's not just to the other person, but to yourself and to your inner voice, your higher self, and so many different potential voices. And I really like the part where it's the mental voice really needs to be like allowed to silence so that you can listen to the heart and the gut and check in with those other voices. So the listening comes back full circle to a place of, okay, what's my passion or purpose? Okay. It'll come to me, but I'll just wait and listen and see when it shows up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a strangely uncomfortable holding pattern of transition in the meantime.
And I offer to you that this strangely uncomfortable and holding pattern can mm-hmm. be a really great place to hear a new tune.
Mm.
The listening. The listening is the key.
Yeah, that's the piece I'm holding on to. So thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, Kiko.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.